Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the cattle futures rebounded nicely into the close after being lower this morning. The live cattle finished anywhere from 30 to 65 higher, and feeder cattle anywhere from about 60 to $1.20 higher in the August live feeder cattle there at 133.80. Oklahoma City had around 8,000 head today, and it was called $1 to $4 higher from some sources here. So that was a little bit better, and I think that kept the feeder cattle futures on the positive side. Kills today were 121,000, so that's a really good sign. We're back to where we were before all this mess started. So hopefully we can work through some of those extra cattle. It sure seems like a lot of the live cattle cash trade is still pretty spotty, and some people are still unable to get some cattle moved. But that seems to be transitioning into a phase where we are working through them. So it's overall looks like we're going in the right direction, but still have a little bit of room left to go. Boxed beef at midday ended the day up 203 on choice at 209.20. Select up $1.49 at 200.34. A lot of the conversation today seems to be what's happening with governments and states closing back down and what impact that'll have overall on beef demand and food demand in general.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Today's grain markets were stronger across the board. Corn was kind of the leader here, up about 9.5 cents. Beans were the laggard, only up a penny. And then the wheats were up about 9 in Kansas City and about 11 to 12 in the Chicago wheat. So overall, the grain futures had a really good day. Cotton lagged behind here, only up 17 at 59.67. Of course, all the trades anticipating tomorrow's USDA report, and you overlay that with being the end of the second quarter, end of the month. You've got first notice day for July grain, so people are rolling from July to SEP and DEIS. They're long positions right now, so a lot going on with the grain markets, but generally speaking, it's all about tomorrow's USDA report, and that'll be a mid-morning report. Of course, a lot of people know that there's going to be a lot of corn acres. This afternoon, we've got a crop progress and condition report, which is looking for the corn good to excellent category up slightly to 73% good to excellent. It's a really high good to excellent number combined with 95 million acres or whatever it's going to be, really big production. Soybeans are expected to be about 70% good to excellent on today's crop progress report. So overall, things are positive. Even the stock market today, the Dow's up about 400 to 25,362.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.